In 2015, Iran and several other global players, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, the European Union, concluded something called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. It remains a shame that the Persian acronym, which works out as BARJAM, didn't catch on more widely.
The United States, together with our international partners, has achieved something that decades of animosity has not. A comprehensive, long-term deal with Iran that will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
The JCPOA, also known as the Iran deal because nobody enjoys saying JCPOA, acknowledged that nobody outside Iran wants Iran to possess nuclear weapons. It also acknowledged the high likelihood that Iran itself doesn't really want Iran to possess nuclear weapons. Even if the Ayatollahs got to the point of having functional nuclear missiles before someone took decisive action to stop them, unlikely, any such capability would serve mostly to make Iran even more of a pariah state than it already is. So under the deal, Iran agreed to wind in its nuclear development, reducing its uranium stockpile by 98% and slashing the number of operating centrifuges, among other restrictions. In return, Iran regained access to overseas assets, long frozen, and was able to sell its oil abroad and join the global financial system. On balance, the Iran deal was a masterpiece of diplomatic pragmatism.
In 2015, the previous administration joined with other nations in a deal regarding Iran's nuclear program.
However, in the view of US President Donald Trump, it was US President Barack Obama's masterpiece of diplomatic pragmatism, and therefore it had to go. Last year, the US went, abandoning the deal and reinstating sanctions on Iran and its trading partners.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
This week, despite efforts by the other parties to the deal, and in fairness, the efforts of Iran to keep JCPOA alive, Iran breached the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. This is almost certainly an act of attention-seeking theatrics on Tehran's part. Since the US walked out of the deal, Iran's line has been that they want to uphold the deal, but resent the penalties that have followed Washington's withdrawal. Iran has pointed out, correctly, that the International Atomic Energy Agency has verified Iran's compliance up until now. Iran's Foreign Minister, Javid Zarif, has been quick to note that Iran's latest move is reversible.
Iran, as planned, has exceeded 300 kilograms, as previously announced. So we have clearly announced what we will do, and we see it as our right within the JCPOA.
There are, as there always are in the Middle East, other dimensions to this situation. Grand strategy in the region is always best imagined as a cross between chess, poker, and Jenga. Recent weeks have seen largely cosmetic attacks on tankers in the vital Persian Gulf choke point of the Strait of Hormuz. Almost everybody but Iran has blamed Iran for these. Iran also shot down a US drone. A retaliatory raid seems to have been called off on the whim of President Trump while the planes were already airborne. All of which is to say nothing of the perennial rivalry between Iran and Saudi Arabia and the multilateral proxy conflicts between the pair still raging in Syria, Yemen, and Iraq. The history of the Middle East has, to a very large extent, been directed by failures to predict what is going to happen next in the Middle East. As such, all dispatches from inside the crystal ball should be regarded warily. But it is very likely the case that Iran has overplayed its hand. As much as the rest of the parties to JCPOA want to keep the agreement alive, few of them, especially the EU, will choose Iran over the United States if forced to pick a side. If Iran's bluff is called, Tehran faces a choice of an awkward climb down or risking a war.
They're hoping, that regime, that by violating the deal, it will be able to blackmail the world into making concessions and reducing the economic pressure on it. We should do the exact opposite. Now is the time to increase the pressure. Now is the time to stand firm.
Israel regards the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran as an existential threat, not unreasonably given the apocalyptic rhetoric of Iran and its client militia Hezbollah. In extremis, Israel would doubtless act as it has previously acted against nuclear facilities in Iraq and Syria. It is also clear that there is a faction within Washington, D.C., perhaps still simmering over the hostage humiliation of 40 years ago, that regards Iran as an account as yet unsettled and would relish any excuse.
That if you cross us, our allies or our partners, if you harm our citizens, if you continue to lie, cheat, and deceive, yes, there will indeed be hell to pay.
Weirdly, but welcome to 2019, the ace Iran may still hold is Donald Trump. His apparent callback of last month's strike demonstrated, again, that for all his bellicose bluster, Trump has little enthusiasm for war. Tehran may perceive in Trump's withdrawal from Jukpoa another iteration of Trump's trademark gambit of cause problem, solve problem, claim credit, and be waiting now for his counteroffer. Because just as Trump has been determined to destroy whatever Obama built, he also clearly wants anything Obama had. And if North Korea won't deliver his Nobel Peace Prize, a rapprochement with Iran just might. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.